Hello.
Hello, Ms. Chandler.
May I keep calling?
Hi, this is Will. You had spoke to my colleague Sid earlier. I was
Yes.
just is this a good time to talk?
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, looks like you guys were speaking about your property there at 2115 Dolan Street in Hopewell, Virginia. All right. So I just want to just confirm some property details to make sure that we have all our facts correct so we can give you the best solution to your situation. This will take about 10 to 15 minutes. Does that work for you?
Okay.
Okay, great. So our process is simple. Just need to ask you some basic questions about the property. After that, we'll let you know what your options are. You let me know what you'd like to do, and if for any point you feel like we're not a right fit, just let me know, and that's perfectly okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So. Looks like you had spoken to Sid a while. Tell me a little bit about what's going on right now and what you guys are looking to do.
Well, about 2 years ago, we got sick with the COVID, and we haven't been able to recoup our income since then. And we're about 10 months behind on the mortgage right now. We owe roughly about $230,000 on it, and we're just not able to make the payments. We're in a forbearance period right now, and if we could end this whole thing without a foreclosure, that'd be great. But I also want to look for something where we can sell it to where we don't owe anything. We're not looking for any money. We just don't want to owe anything. We want to walk away clean and clear.
Okay. I'm so sorry you went through that COVID situation. I mean, sheesh, I can only imagine what that was like.
It put us down for over a year.
Wow. Man, I mean, I know a lot of people were affected, but I mean, you said you and your husband were both out about the same time? Okay. Wow.
Yeah, Virginia Mortgage Relief, they paid off the first year that we couldn't pay. So that was pretty nice. They paid off a full year's worth of our mortgage. And I'm hoping that they get more funding soon so that they can pay off what we owe for this year.
Gotcha. So you said you owe about you said you fell about 10 months behind. Do you know about how much your mortgage payment is or what it was?
It's about $1,750 a month.
Okay. All right. And you said you guys were able to get some help for about a year.
Yeah, in 2022 to 23, no, 23 to 24, was paid by Virginia Mortgage Relief Program.
Okay. It sells Virginia Mortgage Relief Program. Okay. Have you all been able to get back to work since going through the recovery of COVID, or have you guys kind of still been out?
We've still been out. We're just trying to scrape by doing what we can, really. We're
Okay.
not able to make the same money we used to make.
Okay. Well, again, I'm so sorry about that. I know a lot of families have definitely gone through the situation, and I mean, thankfully you guys are still here. Unfortunately, some people didn't make it through it. So, I mean, it's very fortunate you guys are still here. But again, the unfortunate side is still on the other side is still having to live through, the recovery process of getting your life back together. I think a lot of people forget that side of it, that there's a human side to it of what people worked hard for, and to just, slowly have that taken from you and not being able to take care of yourself like you used to be able to.
Yeah, it's rough 'cause separating business and human is difficult to do with big things like a house.
Yeah, absolutely. And then too, like, you get into that routine of having money, paying bills, going to work, taking care of responsibilities, and sometimes we forget about ourselves, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah. Where were you guys working at the time?
At the time, where were we working right before we got sick? We were working for Leo Lance Construction. We were remodelers. Our profession is plumbers. My husband and I worked together.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were doing plumbing, and then we were doing other aspects of remodels and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's awesome. How long have you guys been doing that?
We had been doing that for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, my husband, he's been a plumber his whole adult life, and I learned how to plumb so that I could work by his side.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, you know, to have someone in your life who's actually interested in working with you, you know, taking pride in what you do and wanting to be a part of it. That's really neat. I like that.
Yeah, we've worked together for over 5 years now.
Wow. You guys ever thought about going into business for yourself before all of this happened?
Yeah, we had actually thought about starting our own company, but it's just a lot of responsibility that we weren't ready for yet.
Yeah.
And he has an ex-wife who, if we started a company, she would take him to court over and over again, and it's best that the children grow up first before we get any actual stuff.
Somebody's got their hand in the pot. I got you.
Yeah, no, his ex-wife is one of those individuals to where no amount of money will ever be enough, and she thinks that everyone owes her.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, you know, that's been another tricky part throughout all this, is that his child support payments, since we haven't been able to work, they just keep growing, and we got to keep going to court for that. And it's really rough when you have to stop working to take care of health, because not a lot of people are on your side.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, you know, again, him not being able to work, but him having somebody like you by his side, I'm sure it means a lot to have that sort of support, you know?
Oh, yeah, I helped him through it, because, I mean, the people in the court system, they were telling him that it seems like he just wants to avoid making payments. And it's like, he's in line for 2 surgeries right now, and you think he's just trying to avoid child support? Like, we paid it religiously. We don't have a problem paying it. It's just, he has no money. We have nothing. And it was a really rough year.
Wow.
It was a really rough year through all that court stuff, because they were brutal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, again, he's grateful to have someone like you on his side, to, you know, just to keep him, you know, motivated and hopeful, you know. I mean, I'd really be sad to be by myself at a time like that, you know, especially when you're really sick.
Yeah.
And you don't have any answers for yourself. It's good to have somebody who you can, you know, hold their hand and just say something nice to them to just encourage them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, we lost 2 vehicles to repossession during that time, and we got some state assistance, which was nice. Like, we got the Medicaid, so Medicaid paid for both of his surgeries.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking special, because throughout all the mayhem, Medicaid was there taking care of him, so we didn't have to worry about that. I didn't need 2 surgeries. I didn't. I developed stage 3 COPD, and I have heart disease, and I have carotid artery disease, and I got some memory issues and all sorts of fun stuff. But, you know, we just keep doing what we can do.
Wow. Yeah, it definitely sounds like you guys are definitely going through it. And, you know, if anything, you know, I want to be able to be, you know, a great support to you guys and be able to come to a solution that's going to be favorable for you all. So again, you said your payments were around $1,750 a month. Do you know how much you owe right now, as far as being behind?
I want to say the last time I checked, it was just under 18,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be moving in with his family, so we already have a place to go once the house goes. We just don't know what to do with it yet. Worst case scenario is we get a foreclosure and deal with that process and have the tax debt and just, more debt to add on top of the cake.
Wow. Well, look, let me ask you this. And this is going to help us to come to an understanding. But first of all, you said you moved with his family. Are they local? Are they close?
They're about 15 minutes away from where we live.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too
All right.
bad.
So, at this time, I'd like to just take a little opportunity to kind of figure out the house and get an understanding as to what's going on. Tell me if I were walking through the front door of the house, tell me a little bit about the house and the general condition of it.
Well, it was freshly renovated when we moved in, and the kitchen has granite countertops. If you come in through the front door, you come in and there's the living room. It's all one big room with living room, dining room, and kitchen area. But we normally come through the side door underneath the breezeway.
Okay.
The garage is connected by that breezeway, which has been really nice. It's got, when you come in through the front door, once you walk into where the dining room area is, you would take a right, and there's a short hallway with the three bedrooms and the two bathrooms down it. And the laundry room is right off the kitchen, so from the front door all the way to the back of the house is the kitchen, and then you take a right and the laundry room's right there. And
Okay.
the yard is nice and level. It's a wonderful little piece of property, and if we could ever find a way to keep it before the finalization happened, we would want to keep it. The neighborhood's nice, the neighbors themselves are nice. It's a quiet cul-de-sac, so it's ideal for a small little family.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. And so it sounds like again the house is sounds like it's in really great shape. And again, I just hate that you guys are in this situation to be like this. Was this your you guys' first home together?
It was our first home together, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we each have a purchase from our past.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know
Wait.
whatever happened to the purchase I was involved with, but his went into foreclosure. And we actually, I can't remember how we did it, but we managed to communicate to the point where all of his foreclosure debt, tax debt, and everything was forgiven.
Okay.
So that was really nice that we were able to get that taken care of and off of him, because that was weighing him down too. That was a while ago.
Okay. Now, when did you guys first start, I guess, receiving letters about the potential foreclosure happening?
We have not received those letters. I am just anticipating it because I know that we won't be able to pay once our forbearance period is up.
All right. Do you remember when your forbearance started?
It started in, it's either March or April.
Okay. didn't they have like a payment plan set up for you guys and just wasn't feasible?
Basically what our plan is that for the specified amount of time we don't have to make any payments toward anything, and then at the end of the forbearance period I have to discuss with the mortgage company what next steps there are. Their main goal is keeping their people in the house, but we just straight up can't even afford, even if we refinanced, we'd need a job, we'd need paperwork, we'd need all that. So we don't qualify for a refinance. We literally just can't afford it anymore. And I don't personally know exactly what steps are next, but in December, I'm going to have a better idea unless we can sell it for nice, clean, even get rid of, and then nobody has to worry about anything. It's just, it's going to be hard selling this property to make it free and clear for us because its value does not equal what we owe on it. We bought it at the wrong time.
Gotcha. And again, you never anticipated this happening, so you guys would have been in a much better situation, you know, had you not gotten sick. So again, that's the hard part. It's like you have your future and your mindset on what you want to do, and you have your goals set up, and something devastating like this happens, and it just rocks your world, you know.
Oh yeah.
So definitely feel for you. My son actually had COVID his senior year in high school, which was very unfortunate. He was on the football team, and you know, back then, you know, they were like trying to figure out they're going to close schools, the kids were going to be hybrid, whatever it was going to be. And that spring, when they thought everything was clearing up, they decided to start things up again. And he went out there and they made the playoffs, and I never forgot it. They were at Hermitage High School and they were playing a game. They won, and they were going to be playing Highland Springs, which was the team that whooped their behind the year before. So they go out there to find out one of the guys on the team had symptoms of COVID, but the parents allowed their son to play anyway. And unfortunately, two of the coaches and nine of the players, one of also being my son, ended up testing positive. So they had to shut the football program down, and they didn't get to finish their season. So, thankfully, the only thing he went through was, like, you know, 18-year-old kid, you know, top-notch shape, you know. He was he lost smell and taste for a while. And then, of course, he was, you know, really lethargic, really tired, like, you know, so we had to keep him in his room and kind of isolated him there. He could only go to one bathroom in the house. And, of course, my wife had Lysol and stuff all over the house, and it was his room in the bathroom. It was the only way he could go. And she had a trail of Lysol behind her everywhere he went. And I'm down there coughing. I'm like, man. So, yeah, it's pretty tough. And again, and no one really knew how it was going to affect the next person. You know, it was very, very, very concerning, you know, because, you know, one minute you're okay, next minute you're coughing, next minute someone's in the hospital, you know. So, let's see. So let's just say things worked out. Let's just say you guys were able to sell the house and were able to just, you know, break even and get out of this situation. What would your next moves be?
Our next moves would be spend the next 2 years helping his family with their property, because they have a piece of property that's been neglected for 15 years or so. So what we're going to do is we're going to be living with his family for the next few years, saving up money, helping them. And then I'm hoping by the time all the kids are 18, we can finally be free to live our lives, because mm-hmm. one thing that makes it difficult is his child support payment is like $800 a month.
Wow.
So if you add that on top of all of other life stuff, and we live very small, like we're not extravagant people. It's just life is expensive. So we have goals of when we're in our mid-40s, we're going to find somewhere nice and peaceful, and we're just going to get away from everything. And no more people mooching off of us, leeching off of us, no nothing.
Okay. So again, I'm pretty sure they have deadlines coming up. So, do you know the date of when your forbearance is going to be up and they're going to be doing the review? Have they told you that?
I don't have a specific date, but I know that the review is going to be in January.
Okay.
Yep. The forbearance ends in December and everything starts turning in January.
Let's see. So the forbearance started in March and then ends in December. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. All right. Okay, so as far as you guys right now, with everything going on, what sort of timeline are you all looking at as far as, you know, getting this off of your hands and being able to walk away from it?
Hopefully by the end of the year. Like, if we could make a deal that made us free and clear by the next month and a half, we'll be able to go ahead and move over to his family's place. So I'd like to see it happen sooner rather than later. I'm really upset. I don't want to completely get rid of this house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm nervous to make that final step, and I'm nervous about January because ultimately we're going to lose the house. So it sucks. But we can basically get out of here in a month and a half. That's the longest we need.
Okay. All right. So basically, the next 45 days is pretty much what you're saying. And I know it just sounds so rough to even say that, you know, because I'm sure you guys worked really hard to get yourself in a position to own a nice house like this, and, you know, for things just to turn, you know, kind of take a turn, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's rough.
Yeah. But the thing is, at the same time, you know, it's not the end of the world. You know, you guys sound like you still have you got some of your youth underneath you. You got some, you know, some plans for the future. And I mean, it sounds like as long as you guys have each other and encourage each other, you guys are going to be fine, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We together are an unstoppable force. No matter how broke up we are, we still get shit done.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. I mean, we try to paint the picture-perfect world, and it's like, I tell my kids all the time, like, you know, to focus on whatever your goals are, go hard for it, but don't keep poking your head over the fence at someone else's stuff, because you don't know what it may have taken for them to get that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not be able to handle some of the fights and the struggles and things that they went through, you know. Things could turn out different for you because you're not built for that, you know. So I love to hear, you know, a couple, you know, really working together to get it done by any means, you know. So it definitely sounds like you're serious about getting this done. And the money piece is usually the easiest. You know, we want to buy it. You guys are looking to sell. And we've done this a while. And, you know, we've come across things that have prevented deals from going through. Do you mind if we talk about them for a while?
Okay.
I mean, I know you said, you know, you and your husband have talked about this before, but is there anyone else that you guys would run this by before moving forward?
I'm sorry, ask that one more time.
I said, is there anyone else? I know you and your husband have probably talked about this for a while, but is there anyone else that you guys would run this by before moving forward?
No, it's just our decision.
Okay. All right. And again, I realize, you know, we've got the mortgage and things like that. Are there any other taxes or liens that are owed on the property right now?
No, I don't believe that there. I know there's no liens on it.
Okay.
I don't believe the taxes are owed. I think those got paid when the mortgage relief program paid it off.
Okay.
All that's supposed to be included in payments.
Gotcha. So I mean, I know from a man's standpoint, I know I'd be pretty frustrated right now. How is your husband feeling about this whole situation?
Oh, he's not happy. He's
Yeah.
maintaining and he's trusting me and the steps that I take, 'cause I mean, I was able to keep us in here for as long as I have, and our electric never got shut off. Our water never got shut off. I communicated with everybody every single month. So he's confident with all this going on with me involved, but he doesn't want to deal with it. Quite honestly, he's frustrated about it. Like he's not good. When he gets sick and he can't move, he's not good about it. He likes to get up and get shit done, and so but he's looking at the brighter side of things with we get to go help his family, and he's going to get to be closer to his mom, and so there's some advantages to moving out.
Yeah. I mean, again, it sounds like, you know, during this time, kind of preparing yourself for the worst, but still having hope. It sounds like he definitely has his head on straight, you know, having a plan B for, you know, if something didn't go right, you know, having that situation. And it's definitely a blessing to have family close by as well, you know, when something would ever happen, you guys sound like you're pretty close to each other. So it's definitely good to have that as well.
Yeah.
And like I said, and I realize, you know, you're definitely not wanting to move, but I mean, is there anything that would, you know, hinder you from moving forward today if we could come with a solution?
At this point, no. There's nothing
Okay.
that's gonna be able to hold us back, except for
Okay.
our own just disdain for the situation.
Now, have you guys ever thought about, you know, listing the property?
Yeah, we've thought about it, but the responsibility of listing it, and somebody even asked us, well, why don't we rent it? But I don't even want a tenant. I'm not about that. And listing it, and there's a bunch of people involved. Some places there's fees involved. Some places you don't know what you're dealing with until you're done. And I just there's and also if I were to list it, I would need to label what the situation is with it's close to foreclosure and this and that needs to be sold. And the asking price is just a bit much. And it's just a lot of hassle. I just don't have it in me to list it myself or to do all of that and deal with a bunch of people.
Gotcha. And you said the rental part of it wasn't even an option, huh?
Yeah, no, see, because then you're responsible for your tenants, and if they come in and mess your stuff all up and then leave your house a complete disaster, you have to pay for it. Their
Yeah.
measly little deposit isn't going to pay for what I have seen some people do to rental places.
Yeah, Yeah. You sound like you've heard of enough disasters to know not to get yourself involved in that, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I'm not financially backed enough to even begin to say it won't be a problem because I don't have patience for people. And if somebody wants to mess something up, tenants don't call if there's a leak. Tenants don't call if there's a hole. Tenants just let things go. And I'm just not about that life. Nope.
Gotcha.
Yep. Not about that life. I'm too structured and scheduled, and I'm too like OCD about things to have the tolerance for somebody to tell me, "Oh, well, I just figured it wasn't that big of a deal."
All right. So it sounds like, honestly, at this time, it definitely sounds like we're on our way to a solution that's gonna work for you guys. Let me just do a quick recap, making sure that I got everything correct. So, pretty much COVID was what caused you guys to fall the 10 months behind on your mortgage. You owe around 230,000. Not looking to recoup anything, just want to be able to walk away from the property. Mortgage is 1750 a month, and you guys were able to get support from Virginia Mortgage Relief Program for 2023, 2024. Just unable to make the money that he used to. Just trying to get back on your feet right now. You guys are plumbers, doing remodeling stuff. Been doing that together for about 5 years now. Child support payments are also pretty much an issue right now. Again, of course, not being able to, gather your finances and get yourself back to the best health. Lost a few cars, Medicaid's been able to help with your husband's surgeries, and currently owe about $18,000. Family's about 15 minutes away, and you're able to move in with them. The house was pretty much fully renovated back in 2022 when you guys moved in. It's in a nice cul-de-sac. This was you guys' first home together. Oh man, that kind of hurts my heart, Then the forbearance started in March, around March, April time, ends in December, and then the review period is in January. You're anticipating the foreclosure because of the current situation. Definitely not one to have that in your name right at this time or ever. Family has you have the ability to move in with some family and to fix up some property to be able to settle in the next few years. Hoping to get everything worked out in the next 45 days. You thought about listing, but it's just way too much stuff involved, and then renting is a headache and just too much responsibility. Was I off on any of that stuff there?
No, that all sounded very accurate.
Okay. All right. So, this is what I want to do. I want to put this information in front of one of my teammates and get a really good understanding as to what they may think we will be able to do. And if we can come to an agreement, I mean, like I said, it sounds like it's something that you're ready to do now. So, I mean, we can get something going, by the end of today or maybe even Monday, have something written, a written proposal for you guys, and we can go ahead and move forward with the process. How does that sound?
It sounds very promising.
Okay. So let me get with them. Let me actually crunch some numbers, sit down with the team and see what we can do for you guys. Again, this sounds like an opportunity that we can definitely work with and that we definitely want to keep your head above water as much as we can so that you guys can move on from this situation. Of course, Luke, the loss of the house is tough, but being able to start anew and be fresh in a time where the market hopefully changes. We got a new election coming around, so we don't know what the future may hold, but my hope is that you guys can definitely rebound and start your life fresh again.
Yeah, that would be nice. And if we don't get the foreclosure, then it would be easier for us to rebound, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's my goal right now is to keep that out of your name so that you guys can definitely recover a lot faster. And see, not even see the light at the end of the tunnel, but actually be at the light, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want the tunnel to be too long.
So
Ms. Chandler, do you have any questions for me at this time?
No. I think we've been pretty clear, and I understand pretty much what you're talking and what you're saying, and I guess I'll just look forward to your call back.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And if you have any questions or concerns about anything, you can always give me a call back at this number.
Okay.
I guess I know this is a very sensitive situation, but I want to be able to give you the best opportunity to rebound and recover from this, okay?
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Look forward to talking to you very soon.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.